Thank you. Exactly. The theme of today's concert was a flame of love. A flame of love can be timid in the beginning in human hearts, and in the end it can become all-devouring. The way I play is actually I follow the sound. Usually I do not play pre-composed music, so I allow the experience to develop during the performance. Mm-hmm. And it is always a challenge, because there could be blank moments, or you just stop at the crossroad, you don't know where to go. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I find myself caught in a musical form, in a particular rhythm, and then inside me something revolts, and then the rhythm changes. And so for me it's fusion of sounds, rhythms, and at any moment anything can manifest.
Mm-hmm. So where do you feel it in your body, sort of, where you need to make...
It's my whole body is dancing. If I do not dance when I'm playing, I cannot play. So it's quite a unique opportunity for a musician, because usually musicians are bound by the form of the instrument. Either the most of the time their hands are busy, their mouths can be busy. But here I have this freedom of moving my whole body in the flow of rhythm and sounds, and some magic action.
Do you feel the energy sort of coming through your hands, or how, or through the instrument?
No,
how
it is. It is. It is kind of admiration. It is what I experience is joy. When I hear the beautiful combinations of sounds, my heart is full of joy, and this joy comes out in sounds, and then it's kind of a laser effect. You send a signal of joy to the bells, they return to you magnified joy. And then again, from my heart, I'm sending again this magnified joy to them. So you could hear sometimes it's difficult to contain. And this particular instrument has the amplifying capacity. Like it amplifies not only sounds, it amplifies feelings. I observe my hands playing, like my mental consciousness does not participate. Of course, like there are themes or rhythms which are familiar, so the body sort of reproduces it, but then how they join with other parts of composition, it's all the time, every time unexpected. I believe you said it right, that like I turn into the composition when I play, I have to.
So you would say Vera and the music is...
There is
really
no Vera. If Vera is there, no, then there is no music.
Okay, yeah. So it's meditation, sort of being in the present.
So the best comes when I'm absent. The best music comes when I'm absent. Well, this is also a very special week. This year, 2016, is the year of the sacramental manifestation. And this week, from the 21st February, the Mother's birthday, till the week of the 60th anniversary of sacramental manifestation, is filled with very intense vibrations. And it was, of course, very difficult to prepare, and but also very fulfilling. And the intensity, if you receive it in the right way, it really uplifts. So I'm happy, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to play here at this unique spot on Earth, in the amphitheater, in front of Matri Mandir. And I'm grateful to the Mother, I'm grateful to all Orwellians who made this possible.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you.